go out and care for somebody who can give you absolutely nothing in return. And when you've done it unto the least of these, you're loving Jesus.
Do you truly understand God's unconditional love for you? Hi, Mark Goth here for Making Your Life Count. Aaron Taylor shares what he has learned about God's love.
In John 21, an interesting thing happens. Jesus comes and he says to Peter, "Do you love me?" The word there is agape. It's best defined by Jesus' teachings and life. Peter responds, "I phileo you." That is how most of us love. I love you if you love me. I'm good to you, you're good to me. And as long as we're good to each other, that's how our marriages are built. But that isn't what God asked. God asked, "Do you agape me?" He asked men to agape love their wives. He asked us to agape each other, which means unconditional.
So just what is unconditional love?
Unconditional means that, one, you go out and you love first. You go out and you love when rejected, despised, when the love isn't earned, it isn't a right, it isn't even deserved. And do you love when they have nothing to value you, give you at all? To love somebody who can do nothing for you. So if that's love, then I ask, do we even love Jesus? If he says, "Love me," how do I love him? I can't love him first. He loved me. I can't love him when he rejects me. He doesn't reject me. And I can't love him when he has nothing to give me. Go out and care for somebody who can give you absolutely nothing in return. And when you've done it unto the least of these, you're loving Jesus.
Because of God's unconditional love for you, you can show his love to other people, and in turn, point them to Jesus Christ.